Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I didn't see that coming.
I'm out.
I did not see that coming. Of all the things I thought might happen last night, I didn't see the Warriors getting beat in a blowout. Warriors get beat 118-94.
Yikes!
They miss the playoffs. And just not a good night in Sacramento, Goo.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
It's not much. I don't have
much
voice.
There's a lot.
No, I'm just going to start with what I think happened. It was a microcosm of the season. Nobody had that on the Warriors bingo card. And Coach Kerr, Steiny threw everything and the kitchen sink at that game. I left here. You had me thinking about the Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga, oh boy, would they intervene? And they did. We saw them on the court. We saw Moody. We saw a quick hook by TJD. But what hurts, partner, and the pain is the Warriors look like the unathletic team. They looked older. They looked like they didn't have it. And Sacramento looked faster. And Steiny, I do wonder if this is the end of the run.
Yeah. It might be. I mean, it might be. Obviously, there's questions about Klay Thompson's future. We can get into that.
Boy,
let me tell you what's going on today, though, because we got a great show. If you're a Warrior fan, what's happening today over at the Warriors facility in San Francisco is the old exit interview day, and the players, many of them, are talking today. So here's what's going on. Chris Paul is talking to the media, I think, as we speak. So what we're going to do is at 10:30, we're going to play Chris Paul for you.
Nice.
Who's meeting with the media right now. And then they have a whole schedule of players who are going to talk to the media. Andrew Wiggins is going to talk at noon. We're going to take that live. So you'll hear from Andrew Wiggins at noon today. And then Jonathan Kuminga at 1:20. We'll take Jonathan Kuminga at 1:20. So you're going to hear from Warrior players today. And then I believe Klay Thompson's talking, but it's not till after 2 o'clock.
Mm.
He and Kevon Looney will be talking after 2 o'clock, which means that Willard and Dibbs will have those two guys. But stick around all day today because we're going to have a lot of Warrior players addressing the media. And that's the way it ends. The Warriors end 46-36. They lose in the play-in. And now the Sacramento Kings, Guru, take on the New Orleans Pelicans for the number 8 seed.
Yeah, and I apologize to the Sacramento Kings. I thought their heart and soul, Malik Monk, would do them in. The fact that they didn't have his services and Klay Thompson, I hope. Steiny, this is not the last game for you in a Warrior uniform, but how climactic was that? Or I mean, 0 for 10. He didn't make a shot. And his first shot, Steiny, was off balance, and a couple dudes were on him. I didn't like the shot per se. It was the first one, but it was almost a glimpse into what the night had in store. And Steph Curry, 5 points at halftime. And I talked about this Warrior, this run that they were on, the stretch or stretches they had, and the ball pressure. Why did the Kings and Keon Ellis, who looked like Gary Payton, taking the ball from Steph Curry, taking it from Andrew Wiggins, what they blitz Curry at every turn? Steiny, my question to you is, everything that I thought I knew about this Warrior team goes out the window, and I'm telling you and the masses, I'm not okay with it, them running it back. So I'm looking at this as, no, I mean it.
Well, yesterday you said one game wasn't going to change your opinion of the big picture.
Steiny, everybody but Steph Curry is untouchable. After that, you got whatever. Like this, what was that? They couldn't even get into their sets. They couldn't run their offense. Who saw this coming from the Kings?
I mean, it's a younger team. It's a more athletic team. It's a team whose younger players are maybe a little ahead of the Warriors, younger players. I mean, just, is it fair? No, but would you rather have Keegan Murray or Kuminga?
Keegan Murray.
I shouldn't have picked Kuminga. Right, but he helped them stay in it.
You know, the youngsters.
We were talking about the Warriors and how they've got three or four guys now, young players in their rotation. Well, look at the Sacramento Kings. They started Keon Ellis in his second year. They started Keegan Murray, who's 23, and they start De'Aaron Fox, who I think is 24. So they have a young team, and their young players stepped up last night. And the Warriors, I mean, the bottom line is their veteran players did not get it done. Steph didn't get it done. Klay didn't get it done. Draymond didn't get it done. And Wiggins didn't get it
done. You're right.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think after that game last night?
Can I tell you?
I did not expect. they did not go out like champions last night. That's the part that kind of stuck out to me. There wasn't one run in that second half. There wasn't one point. At halftime, you're thinking maybe.
Yo, no, you felt good.
You cut it to one, and then the Kings just pulled away, and there was no resistance from the 4 minute mark or the 4 minutes into the second half to the end of the game. That's the part that I think's got to. That would have bothered me most as a Warrior fan, is there was not one run in that team last night.
No doubt. And, Steiny, I'm not saying they did this on purpose, but the Warriors' offense disappointed me most. They were relegated to hero ball. It was, and thank God for Kuminga, thank God for Moody, thank God for Pods, but what happened to the pedigree and the things that I thought they had at their disposal because they were four-time champs? And I don't know what show or what's going to come out of my mouth in regard to how I'm feeling, because, Steiny, I'm emotional, but I'm thankful too. But last night, the way that game ended, you got blown out by Sacramento in a game seven game. Like, I don't know. I really don't. And I'm going to say this, what scares me. And TJD, I love you. I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, Steiny.
Well, he's not.
Okay,
he's not going to be a superstar.
I love Pods. I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, and I'll add Kuminga in that, who needs to work on his ball handling. So now, Steiny, those are the young three. But when you look at the big three or big four with Wiggins, they look lethargic last night. How do you remedy that? That's what I'm like. What do you do with that? And if you're Joe Lacob, holy moly, gamoly, what? Steiny.
I mean, everything changed in a day.
No doubt. I'm being real. Okay. I have done a 180.
Well, they went 27 and 12 the second half of the season.
What was the record against good teams? I'm cussing myself out.
So now you want that number. The Warriors against Denver, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Dallas,
I asked for it.
Phoenix, the Pelicans, and the Clippers. They were 5-21.
So should I really, or should we really be shocked at yesterday? But the Kings aren't that.
I'm surprised at how it ended last night. I'm surprised they got beat by 25. Absolutely. I would have thought that they would have been competitive even in a loss. So, yeah, the game itself was a little bit surprising to me. But the ending wasn't overall a shocker to me. They were looking at an uphill battle. They were looking at winning two road games against teams that either were as good as them or better. It's going to be tough to do that. It's just going to be tough to do that. I also saw last night, I mean, the Sacramento Kings, they, I don't want to say shut down, but the Sacramento Kings defended Steph Curry.
Oh, man.
In a way, when he had the ball, where he couldn't generate shots. Yeah. And he only got going when he moved off the ball.
At 5 points in half.
If you want to talk about the bad, you know, I'd worry about this team and their offense thinking you can put the ball in Steph's hands and run the high pick and roll a lot of the time and think that that's going to work. On the other hand, the good news is he still is unbelievably dangerous off the ball and still finds a way to impact the game off the ball. So, I mean, the one thought I had last night about Clay, if Clay doesn't come back, is there a way you can get maybe a point guard in here who's 6'5", 6'6", who could guard bigger type players? I mean, and I know this isn't what people want to hear, but could Pajemski be a point guard? I'm not crazy about his overall decision making. I think he's got a long, long way to go. But yeah, that's just one of the things that popped into my head last night. I think you're going to need Steph Curry playing off the ball more in the next 2 years than he's played before. The good news is there's probably nobody better at doing that.
All right, real quick, Stanley, I'm emotional, and I admit it. But it's funny you said Brandon P. What if I told you, and you tell me if it's fair, and I don't care if you say it's foul. I thought of one, LaMelo Ball, if he were that guy running the point. Okay. You know?
I mean,
but those misses are why you're where you're at now. You know what I mean? And it's bigger than just Wiseman, but man, you had a chance to do something, you know, with a young star or a young budding star, hopefully, and now I just, Stani, that was disappointing, man.
Let's go to, let's start with CJ in Oakland. What's up, CJ? How you doing, man?
All right. Good morning to you, gentlemen. I understand you're having a rough morning, but if you can recall the call I gave you a few weeks back, I warned you it wasn't going to be a good outcome this year or next because they've not done enough to keep up with these young and upcoming teams. They wouldn't have handled any of the top four teams in the West, let's face it. So the fact they got eliminated now is probably better. So since they didn't seem to wake up after last season, but it's like, no, you have not done enough to upgrade this team. And their refusal to deal with a big man, as great as Draymond has been and Looney, they have been power forwards their entire career. They never were centers. And so is this young guy they picked up. They have to upgrade. And until they do that, there's going to be some rough times for the Warriors ahead. Fans got to face it. I hate to tell you, brothers. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate the call.
Stani, I got a basketball question for you, just going off of what CJ said. I left here and you asked me my keys to the game and what worried me from a Sacramento Kings standpoint. And I said, quick and fast, Keegan Murray. He was 8 of 13. And my question is it scheme or what is going on to where the Warriors just can't seem to guard the perimeter?
Because that reared his head. What did they shoot as a team?
46.2%.
From three?
Yeah, 18 of 39.
Yeah, that'll get you beat.
But what do you think that, like, but this is not the first night.
It's age.
And that.
It's age and it's youth. It's their older guys aren't getting there as fast as they used to, and their young guys aren't in the perfect spots anymore. That's what I. I mean, just that's one of the reasons. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, and I mean, there's just so much to talk about. Did Klay Thompson play his last game with the Golden State Warriors? I don't know.
Next question.
I don't know. I know this. I mean, I will say this, and that's, to me, the Warriors have the same decision with Klay Thompson as they had last year with Draymond Green. And to me, it's one of those decisions, and I said it about Draymond at the time, and I'll say it about Klay at the time. Either way, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt you either way. Wow. It's just where you're at right now as a franchise. He either walks and you don't get anything for him and you're probably not as good, or you sign him to a number and he's declining and you have to deal with the fact that you have a player who's, you know, on the decline, who's still a big part of your team.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, you heard Kerr.
It's a tough spot.
But Steining,
there's no escape trap to a dynasty. There just isn't.
And if you want to go the, and I've been a, you know, I've been an advocate for this, Donnie. Oh, they've earned it. If you heard Kerr, he wants them back. Okay. And Dre and Steph, they had their guys back. So I'm just telling Warrior fans, if Lakeup, I'm not saying he's going to do this, but it is an option.
Sure.
Hey, Goo, we know we're not going to be as good, but the right thing to do is bring Klay back, and these three are going to, so... In a sense, that was super. No, I'm not saying I'm for it, but that, I feel like that could be on the table. Yeah. Is it the right thing to do? If you're trying to win a chip, maybe no or no.
Well, then why would you do it? I mean, how can we? Do you believe who Joe Lacob is?
I think we're going to find out now.
Well,
we're going to really find. Like,
so
this is
you
the
don't
most,
put, like, he I, said he's all about titles.
Yeah, but I thought
his entire
I didn't think
tenure.
Dre, I don't care if they had fettuccine on that dinner they had. I thought he was not going to get $400. Guess what he did? So now that let me know, hey, whatever was said, that shocked me. That wasn't killer. That wasn't Joe Lacob the killer. And he wasn't trying to do that. So now I'm just I'm going off of that.
Like, I don't look at it that way.
Okay.
I look at it as though. They probably signed Draymond Green because they didn't want to let him go for anything. The same reason they don't want to let Klay go for nothing right now, but they're way past where they thought they were last year. They're at a different point.
Yeah.
They thought they were a title team last year when they signed Draymond.
And Chris Paul.
And they looked at Draymond Green and they said, we can't win a title without Draymond Green. All right, now we're a year later, and now they know they were wrong about that with Draymond. And now they got to make the same decision with Klay. I mean, the bottom line is Klay might just be a victim of timing.
Yeah.
Period. Like, if it were last year at this time, and you would have taken the 48, we would have moved on, but he didn't.
I'll tell you what, 118-94 on a nationally televised winner-go-home game, the owner of months before, I keep going to this, and I told Evan this in the green room, Stoney. This was what he called if they flamed out. That's what last night to me. That was the bottom.
I mean, I don't want to fight you on that, but they went 27-12 down the stretch. And that's what he's gonna have to balance. I happen to believe you. I mean, I think this is a flame out in his mind. But you know, for the last 6 weeks we were talking about how this team was playing better. And a lot of people thought this team could make a run. But when you're in a play-in, it's just one game. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Well, you know, I went to the game last night to celebrate my birthday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
So I cried all night long. About the Warriors, man. It's just ridiculous how it turned out. And there's this guy I know named Matt Steinmix who said last Friday, he said, be careful what you wish for. And I said, Stoney, don't be surprised if the Warriors lose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had that conversation.
Yeah, I remember that.
That hurt, Stoney. And Stoney, I had a bad feeling about this, Stoney, because they were hearing this talk, Rick. They were hearing all this talk. And they remembered that they lost last year to us. And they weren't happy. They were angry. They played angry. They played fierce. They played undaunting. I mean, they just took it to us. They ambushed the hell out of the Warriors yesterday. Wow, they dry ghosted us.
Wow.
We weren't ready.
Yeah. What's dry gulch? What's dry gulch? Is that like a dead body from the Western?
Ambush. It's a Western term.
I got you.
To ambush you. We were ambushed.
Got you. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Happy birthday, buddy.
That's where.
Oh, boy. Well, he's when we hear from Priest.
See, that's where Latin helps and my parents who were English teachers. So when he said dry gulch, that's a Western term. That's where dead bodies show up in the dry gulch. So I put two and two together there.
As opposed to an Eastern term?
No, like a Western, like cowboys.
Yeah.
Like cowboys. Like the Western Plains, that kind of thing. Text line's a little worried about you.
What do you mean?
Well, they feel like you're a little bit down.
I'm hurt. I'm a little mad at Evan.
What? Yeah, I am too, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Well,
Tell me why you're mad at Evan, and then I got to say it.
Because you work with a guy for however long, and he clearly doesn't know who you are still.
I'm good now. So you're telling me I lost my voice, and the speech couldn't even be posted on the 95.7 The Game page.
Oh.
Went to show my... Hey, Evan, well, and so that tells
back
me you
on
thought it.
It
was bad, so you gave me a D-minus, but I went to show my boy Ellie the speech, and it wasn't there, and I said... Evan didn't like it.
Number one.
I'm fighting for my life.
Number one, I don't run our IG account.
Okay, Evan, you know what?
Number two, after a 25-point blowout loss in a 9-10 playing game, I think you're fortunate that they didn't post that on social media.
Somebody else got at me and said that. I feel better. I was holding him account, and it wasn't his fault. Stoney, what you got, baby? Come on. That was bad. I'm being real, and I'm trying.
Let me tell you what you can't do when I watch a game like last night. You cannot keep Wiggins and pay Kuminga 30-plus million this offseason.
I'm with you, man.
I mean, you can't do that.
Kerr tried both of them early, man. He brought Moody in.
Did you see?
He did everything.
I only kept track of the first half. But,
oh, boy.
So the Warriors were down 13-8, and Kuminga came into the game. So he's playing alongside Wiggins.
And they weren't calling fouls for him.
And at the end of the and then it got down to 25-15. So Kuminga and Wiggins played together and it went from 13-8 to 25-15. Quarter ended at 31-22. They started the second quarter together. They got down 36-22 and Kerr had to take both of them out of the game.
Wow, Steiny. On the win or go home, and you said, you know what?
They started the third quarter together. It was a 4-point game.
Yeah,
they quickly cut it to one, thanks to Steph. And then it got down to 69-60. And then he had to take one of them out of the game again.
Wow, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Chris Paul is either talking to the media or has talked to the media. We'll get some of that sound on the other side. I see full lit lines. We'll get to your calls. On the other side, the Warriors have been eliminated by the Sacramento Kings 1 year after they eliminated the Sacramento Kings. So where do the Warriors go from here? What'd you see last night? I mean, they just were not competitive in the last 18 minutes of that game last night, which I think was surprising.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact that it ended wasn't surprising, but the way that it ended certainly wasn't the way a lot of people expended.
We'll do it
expected.
On the other side.
No, go ahead.
But I know these dudes are millionaires. Do you feel bad for Klay Thompson like I do?
No.
Because last year, the Laker game, that game six closeout game, he shot bad. But for him to not have a bucket, my heart went out to him, man, for whatever that's worth. That was bad.
888-957-9570. It is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. That segment also sponsored by Robert Half.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warriors eliminated last night in Sacramento, 118-94. They missed the playoffs. this year.
Three times in five seasons, correct?
Three times in five seasons. And we're talking about it. We're going to play some Chris Paul. Chris Paul just talked to the media. We're going to get that ready for you in about 5 or 10 minutes. All right. 5 or 10 minutes. We'll take some calls in the meantime. You know, the one thing we were talking about, the game last night. But if...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If we take the last couple games, like that's what stuck out to me. To me, like I think in the last weekend we saw the limitations of the big three. I think that's what we really saw when this team played the Pelicans and played the Kings. And if you look at the Pelicans game, you know, the Warriors get beat. And they hang in the game because Steph makes some incredible plays in the fourth quarter. He has 16 points, and he keeps them in that game. But the Pelicans deserve that game, and they controlled that game. And it was, you know, the second quarter that did the Warriors in. Steph turned the ball over 7 times, and then he bailed them out at the end, but it wasn't enough. Klay wasn't very good on Friday against the Pelicans. And Draymond, who was terrific defensively, but you see that if he's got to do that defensively, then he probably can't do it at the other end of the floor, which he didn't because he didn't take a shot in Friday's game against the Pelicans. Then you fast forward to last night, and the Kings kind of suffocate Steph in the first half. He gets going in the second. Klay never gets going. And the bottom line is that, you know, Draymond Green was just a player last night on the floor like anybody else. And he was neutralized a little bit. So the one thing that I'm taking away from this past weekend and the entire season is it's time that these guys, if they're going to play together, they need more and more and more support because you just can't expect them to carry a team for a whole season. They can't be done anymore.
Yeah, and you tell no lies. And when you talk about the big three from an athletic standpoint, Stoney, because let's keep it real, put the right on the table. The league is getting more athletic by the day at every position. Klay Thompson, he had his athleticism robbed. You know, it was stripped of him with the two injuries. And it's just amazing that he's able to even, you know, function and play a game and be able to shoot stellar when he's on. Draymond Green that's never been his forte, his athleticism, Stoney. So you're at a disadvantage already. And I guess that Pelicans game Friday night showed me what it can look like when you got 3-and-D guys, when you got a couple of 3-and-D guys. And right now, when you talk about the big three, it's the big 1.5 with production offensively almost, it feels like, because the one constant or the one guy that you can count on more often than not is Steph Curry. So last night, I'm looking at Sacramento. Every starter was in the plus when it comes to plus minus, and the Warriors starting five was negative. And that's how it looked, you know, in person. That's how it played out. So I don't have the answers for what they're going to do moving forward, Stani, but the days of Draymond at the top of the key waiting for Steph to run a marathon, I think that's starting to wear thin. You got to add something else to the tool belt. And I know it's harder than me just saying you need to do that, but I feel like younger teams are like, okay, we see you coming. We know what you got. We can sag off Dre. We know he's going to pass. So with all that said, we're going to hear from Chris Paul here soon. Stani, I just want to start there. I want to tip my cap to him for taking a seat and taking a step back and coming off the bench. But I think he did that knowing or assuming that he was going to be on a Warrior team playing playoff basketball. And for him to do that, not that he was perfect yesterday, because he was not, wasn't by himself. You're telling me this is the first time since 2010 when he comes to his rivals, the Warrior team, he takes a step back for the betterment of the team and they don't make the playoffs. So again, I'll break it down just from his standpoint. Stani, how would you feel if you were Chris Paul today? Oh my gosh. Now you may say, I don't care, Goo, but I'm not asking you to care. What if you were Chris Paul today?
Well, see, I don't think anybody in the locker room, especially a guy who's played 18 years, is surprised. I mean, are you telling me like 3 or 4 weeks ago he thought they were going on a championship run?
No, when he put his John Hancock on the contract to come here.
I don't think he ever wanted to be here. Oh, I think he made the best of the situation, and I think he did a great job given the circumstances, and I don't think he'll be on the team next year. Joe's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
I'm upset, and it's...
Why?
It's good to hear. I'm upset, and it's all Guru's fault.
What happened?
Like, if Guru, you lost your voice yesterday. If you gave that same speech in Sacramento, and I know they called you because they heard it, if you didn't lose your voice and you give that speech, there's no way the Warriors lose that game.
Oh, wow. That is...
Thanks, Joe.
Stani, help me out.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Can we flush him? Rose, can we borrow him? Stani, come on. I had nothing to do with that.
Hey, cool.
Stani, I'm being real. You don't want to hear this.
I've heard it all.
They looked old last night collectively, man.
Okay.
And Kuminga, they put him in a situation to where he's got to work on his handles. Let's talk about the rats. We got rodent problem, man. You know, it was hero ball. It was iso ball. It's not what he wanted to do. And Wiggins, he was a no-show. And don't tell me they didn't miss Gary Payton a second, but you can't count on him. Why you laugh like that? It was sinister.
I mean, I don't...
It's
tough for me to say anything when you say Stani, they looked old. Savala in Richmond. What's up, Savala? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh.
I'm doing okay. I had nightmares about the game last night, though, which is, I dreamt I was trapped in the game as a fan, which kind of sums it up. And the game wouldn't end. It just went on and on. So I called last week to say I feel like the future of the Warriors hinged on, if they lost this game, what kind of loss it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
And last week, I felt like if they played hard and it was a great game and a tough loss, like a clutch loss, then you have way more justification to just tinker around the edges, you know, during this offseason. But if it was a blowout, then it just points to the instability of this team that's so inescapable, and you have to scrap it. You have to take it down to the studs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel. I mean, it's hard to say because I'm a nostalgic person and I'm sentimental about all these players. But, like, what people have earned, you know, bringing people back on principle because they used to be great, et cetera, that's the sunk cost fallacy. And we can't keep doing that. At a certain point, like, sometimes the building is on fire, and no matter how much water you throw at it, you can't catch up. right? The fire is been going for too long. I feel like that's just where we're at, and we need to rebuild. And they looked physically and mentally exhausted. And wow, after the game,
second year in a row,
like Steph Curry was crying on the court a few minutes into a game a couple weeks ago. You don't cry at work in front of your colleagues unless you're exhausted.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And I'm not shading him for crying.
No,
at
I
all.
Hear you. Not, I we hear you.
Shouldn't have cried. I'm saying that points to like just depletion to me, total depletion. So as much as I hate to say it, because I love all these players, I just feel like it's over and it's time to rebuild. And like, let's do it with gratitude for all that we've had with this team and then let it go and see what else is possible. That's just how I feel today.
Thanks, Zavala. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I think that's a practical approach. All right. Chris Paul, just got done talking to the media. This is 8 minutes. We're going to play this. I'll get back to your calls. We got full phone lines. But Chris Paul, this is what he said just now at the podium with the media. Chris Paul II.
After a season here, what reflecting back, what was it like to play for the Warriors?
It was a unique experience. You know what I mean? I'm glad I got an opportunity to play with the guys that I did, get a chance to meet new people, play for an organization I never would have imagined I played for. But, you know, I'm grateful for the experience. And,
That being said, if you had an opportunity to play again here next year, is that something you'd like to exercise?
I mean, I'm open to all, you know, things. I think right now what's on my mind probably is getting back, spending some time with my family, you know, seeing them. I'm forever grateful to the organization and whatnot and how much they allowed me to get back and see my family as much. It's a big summer. You know, our team came up short, but I, you know, it was a tough season. You know, another hand surgery number five. But all in all, it was fun battling with these guys. I just hope at some point I can get out there and play and try to make a bigger impact.
Chris, compared to maybe your expectations coming on this team, what's something that might have surprised you about being around this organization?
it was a lot of surprise, like good surprises. Man, everything is first class. I tell you that much from everything. Big shout out to Eric Howes and the training staff, to Raymond and his crew, and all the different people and the different personnel. You know, you can talk about it's a players' league. They really treat you like that over here, and it was really nice to see.
We obviously know the storyline about it becoming your first time ever coming off the bench. Steve really commended you on everything as far as how you took your role, starter, bench, anything. Do you have a desire as far as whether it's here or anywhere else to be a starter, or does that matter front of mind for you?
I think for me, I showed the ability to adapt and change, you know what I mean? But first and foremost, I'm a competitor, right? So I want to hoop. And I just love to play. I love to play. I love to contribute. And just, I think that's, you know, what it is for me. So I think it's a big summer. You know, I got to get back to work, get back to, get back to work.
Hey, Chris, you said when you were talking to Anthony that you got a chance, you tell people you got a chance to look behind the curtain. And tell us a little bit more about what you saw in terms of, you know, what this team is like on a locker room level, what the coaching is like, management.
You might have to hoop yourself to get all that stuff. But I mean, I think for me, when I said that, it was more so about really getting to know Dre, Steph, and Clay. You know, obviously Loon too, but especially them three, given the amount of times we'd have competed and played against each other. And just seeing everything, you know what I mean, as far as this arena. Obviously I played most of my games at Oracle, seeing the fans, seeing everything, you know, and it was good to have a lot of the conversations that we had. And then also just an appreciation, right? Because although we battled against each other time and time again, there's an appreciation for the work that goes in day in and day out. And that's sort of what I meant about that.
All right, that was Chris Paul, who just talked to the media about a half hour ago, and non-committal about his future. Wants to play, though. Doesn't sound like he's going to retire. But I think we all know that he's likely not going to be here.
Do you have the necessary resources to invest in him with what's going on around you, Stoney?
So that was Chris Paul, and we'll pick up with more. Because he was asked about his future. Take a listen.
We know you got to talk to your family and everything, but we know that you want to keep playing and you don't want to retire. What motivates you to keep going, you know, at this stage of your career?
Just, I love it. You know what I mean? Like, I've been playing basketball since I was 4 years old, and there's nothing other than my family that brings me more joy. Right. Then the hard work and all that stuff that goes into it. And yeah, that's why, you know, we get to play, you know, a child's game and say it's my way of life and take care of my family. So that's why I do it. That's why I continue to do it. And I'll be back ready for next season.
All right. That was Chris Paul talking to the media. And we'll find out if he's a Warrior, but I don't think he's coming back. The problem with the Warriors is you have one guy making 30 in Chris Paul and one guy making 42 in Klay Thompson. You want them both back, but we know that they got to take big, big pay cuts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And not just big pay cuts, he took a playoff cut. Like, Scott Osler, that's the godfather, Stoney. Then I won't second guess any of the questions asked, but I would ask him, how do you feel for the first time since 2010 not making the playoffs? And you tell me if I'm being rude. Do you regret your decision coming signing here? Because why?
Well, he got traded here. So
you're right. You're right.
I mean, I guess they could have waived him.
But do you want to come back to a situation to where this team?
I think we know the answer, right, don't we?
I got you.
I mean, I think.
I got you.
I think of all the stories that we're waiting to hear when it comes to the offseason, if Chris Paul the third comes back, Chris it's going to be at a number that's going to be
no doubts
crazy reasonable,
half, right?
At least,
man.
So I don't know. Let's go to. Let's
by
go
the way,
to, yeah.
He's only CP3 because of his number. Like, he's Chris Paul.
Okay.
Not Chris Paul the second or the third.
Okay.
Just want to clarify that.
Appreciate that. Chris Paul the third. Coach in Vallejo. What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
Oh, Coach. What's up, guy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Like you guys, I'm a little disappointed, too.
Man.
And Guru.
What's up, baby?
Guru, you're on it today, and I have to totally agree with you today.
Oh.
The athleticism. Okay, it's show big time.
Man.
And I have a question for you guys, a sort of rhetorical question. When is the last time the Warriors had a guard that could guard the other team's guard? I mean, since Klay Thompson was healthy, and he used to guard the point guard of the other team.
Yep.
And since then, they have not had any fast young guards. This league is so athletic now and so long and so fast. I mean, if Steve Nash played today, he would be in trouble, okay? The game has passed. Steve Kerr hasn't realized that the game is long, fast, athletic. That youngster that was on Steph Curry, I don't know what his basketball IQ was, but he knew he was quicker than Steph.
Damn.
He picked Steph at half court. Damn. The guy was just way more athletic out there, and that's the Warriors' biggest point. And my last point is the Warriors do not choose players for what they should be. My example would be James Wiseman. First thing they said, oh, he can run the court. Oh, he can shoot from the outside. Hey, how about big man stuff? Rebound, block shots.
Yeah.
Then you get a guard, you know, oh, this guard can rebound well for a guard. Well, I need my guard to be a penetrator. I need my guard to be fast. And the Warriors are very slow, very old, very short, and very unathletic, and they ran up against an athletic team, and most of these teams, Oklahoma City, Houston, San Antonio, that's the league now, and the Warriors need to accept that, and that's the way they got to go. And Steiny, Kuminga was not nearly the problem. He was rushing last night trying to get the Warriors back in the game, and he almost did at the end of the second quarter. But Kuminga wasn't the problem. Moses Moody was the best player on the Warriors last night, well, and Kerr did not play him enough, okay? Kerr lied to us. He said he's going to play the players that are playing well. Moses Moody was probably the best Warrior last night, and he did not play enough. He kept going to Clay. He kept going to Wiggins. He kept going to Pods. Moody was the player, and they should have played him more. But, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
and
Coach.
Keep them coming, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, I came in a certain mood today, and Evan is totally – now he's made me defensive, and he's made me a little bit annoyed.
What'd I
and
do?
So I would just say to Coach, oh, what, you just saw that last night? You guys just saw that last night? The Warriors are a little old? Congrats.
No, but the unathletic
stuff. Evan wants to put me in that kind of mood.
You're putting yourself in that kind of mood. There's no CP.
I'm with Evan.
I'm glad you saw
it. You're picking at him.
I'm glad you saw it.
But the question is, what do you do now? And let's put another rat on the table. This is why I fool with Kerr, Steiny. He wasn't going away from Clay as Clay was struggling. That's how I saw it. And I felt like, you know what, we're here. This is how we're going to ride out. You shoot out, you get back in there, and that's how it's supposed to be. He's earned that. But my biggest problem moving forward is the lack of athleticism with this team, Steiny. It's just real. And I don't know how you fix that. But you can't run this back, especially when two of your most athletic dudes can't cross-reference. They can't play together. Man, you said that. Hey, Goo, how much are we going to see them together? And it happened in the first quarter. And I was like, I commended Kerr. But it wasn't his fault that, like you said, the league. Oh, man.
Boy.
Boy. Dude, they missed the playoffs. No Malik Monk. I guaranteed, dude, this ain't cool, man. I like, who's got the answers right now? The starters got outscored 104-48. Think about that. If you want to talk about responsibility, you think this team can afford Draymond to just not do nothing offensively?
What about Steph?
Well, they triple team.
What do you do? What do you do?
I got you.
If Steph Curry,
I got you,
is now a 23 point per game scorer.
I need somebody that could get me 13.
Well, to pick 13.
No, I'm just saying that something more than what Dre's giving him. And I'm not singling out Dre, but Steiny, maybe it's ran its course where you could just go into a game and say, we're so badass, our 4 or 5 ain't going to score, and we're still going to kick your ass. Well, that's part of what's going on is maybe that's ran its course. And Coach Invalio was right. Every time we see the Murphy the thirds, guys like that are everywhere. And maybe that's why they finished Tim Steiny. I'm not blaming it all on Dre.
It's not maybe. I mean.
And Clay, as a starter, Steiny, he's not going to have more athleticism than the guy he's guarding most nights.
This wasn't the opener last night.
I hear you. But it was a opener for me, and I think of Mark Willard real quick, Steiny. He said, Goo, the answer, I feel like, I've been paraphrasing for Willard, I feel like the answer is not in the building for this team, and that was on display last night to me.
Let's go to Joe. Joe's in San Jose. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say the Warriors were playing really good basketball going at the end of the season. They were in competitive games. They were in their games. So they could shoot. They definitely could shoot. But my point that I'm trying to make is that Steve Kerr rests these players, old players, and they got rusty. I think they got rusty. They got out of stroke. And Clay couldn't find his stroke. But before then, the Warriors were in good games with good teams, and they were very competitive last night. They were not competitive. So my question to you is, I think the Warriors is a bad coach team, and it is showing off. It's showing now. It's showing because they're an older team. But what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think
you still think Steve Kerr did it.
I mean,
go ahead, because when he had the horses, he was winning four titles.
Yeah, they're old. They're old. I mean, look at the games. Like, look at the game logs. It's tough for them to put back-to-back games together, the veterans. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.